And now, the Paul McCormick Show, transforming business success, financial prosperity, and total control of your life, your freedom, and your career. And now, your host, Paul McCormick.
Welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone, to today's show. And today's topics, we're going to be talking about the inflation scare. Is it just a bunch of media hype, or is it real? I'll tell you what I think, and then I want you to call in and tell me what you think. We're also going to be talking about unemployment, the unemployment benefits by the government. Should the government get out of the business of providing unemployment benefits? You tell me what you think. I'll tell you what I think. And finally, we're going to be talking about how much you get paid, why you get paid the amount you do. And if you don't like it, then it's up to you to do something about it. Hello, I'm your host, Paul McCormick. And that's what we'll be talking about today. We'll be talking about inflation to begin with. The inflation scare started only about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was on November 4th when Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, came out with a statement saying that the Federal Reserve, that's the piece of part of our government that prints our money, would be printing $600 billion of money. So this was a big piece of news, because usually when our government prints money, they can do so only after they sell bonds to other people. In other words, people buy bonds, people like China, people like Japan, people like England. Those three countries usually buy about 50% of our debt. So that's why we say we're in debt to China, because they buy about 20% of our total debt. But normally the Federal Reserve can only print money when somebody else has decided to pay us for that privilege. And they do that in the form of selling bonds. This time around, it's completely different. This time around, our government decided they're going to go ahead and print money without anybody else stepping up to the table to pay for that debt. So what the Federal Reserve said was, well, we'll pay for it ourselves. So if you think about that in terms of your own personal life, that would be equivalent to you saying, I don't have any money, so I'm going to write myself an IOU so that I can go write myself a check. And then you go to the bank and you write yourself a $600 billion check. You see, you didn't have any money to start with, so that's what the scare is all about. That's what our Federal Reserve has done. November 4th of this year, just a few weeks ago, that's why some people are starting to be scared about inflation, to have this fear that inflation is about to come. It's right around the corner. You tell me what you think. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Tell me what you think. Is inflation real, or is it just a bunch of media hype? I want to hear your comments. Please call in, and I'll tell you what I think right now. I think that there is no inflation right now. Of course, we've been in almost a deflationary period, or almost a neutral period for the last 24 months. But I got to tell you, inflation is coming, and it is around the corner. That's my opinion, and that's the opinion of most of the economists who study the global financial activities as well as the national activities. Why do I say that? I say that because we're copying a cycle that the pattern of our government is similar to what the pattern was in the 70s when we did experience inflation. I talked a little bit about this last week. And just to put it in perspective, I'm going to remind ourselves what happened in the 70s to cause that inflation. In the 1970s, under the Jimmy Carter administration, we had about $800 billion of money floating around the world. That's the amount of U.S. dollars. And Jimmy Carter, under his administration, printed money in excess of that, printed about 13% of the extra money supply, and pumped it into the economy. So you just print a bunch of money and pump it out into the economy. He printed 13% of the total money supply. That resulted in inflation that happened in 1978, 1979. Inflation was significant at the time. Interest rates were 19%, 20%, 21%. people who lived through that time remember what happened to the gas prices. And eventually many people could not even buy gas because gas stations were running out of gas. So 13% of the money supply resulted in double-digit inflations in this country. Now you compare that with what we just did a few weeks ago. The effort that we did a few weeks ago doubled the money supply. So that's a 100% increase in the money supply. But that's on top of what the feds did a couple years ago when they did the stimulus bill, which was also doubling the money supply. And then later that year, at the end of 2008, they doubled it again. So we doubled it, we tripled it, and now we quadrupled the money supply. So that's a 400% increase in the money supply compared with what Jimmy Carter did when he increased the money supply by only 13%. You tell me, are we going to have inflation or not? I want to hear you. Call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. I got to believe inflation is right around the corner, and it's because of all those things that I just told you. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at our history and know that history repeats itself. When printing money causes inflation, printing money causes inflation. And we see this all around the world. Europe has been doing the same thing over the last few years. Different countries in Europe, Greece, Italy, France, Germany, and England have all been printing money, pumping it into their economy. Of course, Iceland sort of couldn't even do that because their country failed. Their whole financial system collapsed before they could do that. But they saw massive inflation, and we're talking hyperinflation before that happened about 18 months ago. So we see what's happening in other countries, and they're taking the steps a little bit before us, and the results are coming to them a little bit before they come to us as well. So if we want to see what's coming our way, we usually look toward Europe and say what's happening in Greece, what's happening in France, and what's happening in England are precursors to what's coming our way. So I believe inflation is right around the corner. What can you do about it? I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. What can you do to protect yourself against inflation? But first, I want to hear from you. Do you see inflation? The scare, I see the headlines, and I see people talking about food prices going up, gas prices going up. I don't actually see that yet. I don't know about you. Maybe I don't get out and do enough shopping. You know, my wife does a lot of the shopping. Maybe I need to get out and do more of the food shopping. But I have not seen food prices really go up significantly in any manner to scare me yet. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe you can tell me. Call in 1-800-930-2819. What do you think? Has inflation already begun? That's what the headlines tell us. Headlines tell us inflation is here, and it's here to stay, and it's going to be coming big time in the near future. I do believe that, but I don't believe it's here yet. It's right around the corner. Tell me what you see. The next topic we can get into a little bit here before the break, unemployment benefits. I don't know if you realize, but this must be one of my pet peeves because I talked about it a little bit last week. Unemployment benefits, when people get out of work and apply for unemployment, let the government subsidize them while they're not working. Is that a good thing for our country or is that a bad thing for our country? I'm going to propose the government should get entirely out of that business. I don't even think the government should provide unemployment benefits. I don't know if you agree with me or disagree with me, but I'd like to hear your voice. Make your voice heard. Call in today and tell me what you think about the unemployment benefits. Is it a good thing for our country or is it a bad thing? That number is 1-800-930-2819, 930-2819. Last week I shared a little bit about some people that I had come in contact with through actually my businesses trying to hire people who were on unemployment. And they were not taking jobs because why should they? They got paid almost as much to stay home as they could getting a job. So they were refusing to go to work because they were on unemployment. Yesterday, a good friend of mine who happens to be on unemployment shared with me that he thought that unemployment was going to last him for 24 months, but he found out that he missed a certain deadline, and it's only going to last about 6 months. So it forced him to go out and get a job. And you know, I gotta tell you, I was sort of relieved. I was sort of happy to hear that news because I was happy to hear that my friend was being motivated now to go out and actually get a job. And I knew that the job that he would land would be good, and it would be a good experience for him. So what I'm saying is that to have 2 years of unemployment causes people to become lazy, causes people to stay at home, causes people to not even want to go out and pursue work, because why should they? They can sit at home and collect an unemployment check. And when the unemployment benefit begins to run out, what do you know? People get motivated. They get motivated and they go out and they find work, and they find good work. What do you think? Should our government get out of the business of providing unemployment benefits? I say yes. I want to hear what you think. Give me a call, 1-800-930-2819. Tell me your experiences. Maybe you're on unemployment. Maybe you know somebody who is. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing for our country? Let me know what you think, and I'll be glad to have that discussion. Share your opinion. I hope somebody will call in who has a different opinion than me. I promise I'll be nice, but I want to hear your story. I want to hear your side of it. Make your voice be known. We're going to take a break in just a few moments, but when we come back, I welcome your calls, and then we're going to be talking about why you get paid what you do. And I'd like to say you get paid exactly what you're worth and nothing more. We're going to be talking about that shortly when we come back from the break. And call in and tell me your stories about whether you think you're worth more than you get paid, or do you think it's fair? So many people think that they don't get paid. They don't get paid enough. And I say you get paid exactly what you're worth, nothing more, nothing less. It's your fault. It's up to you. If you don't like what you're getting paid, there's something you can do about it. And I'm going to be telling you later in the show what you can do to change all that, to change your income, to change your status when we come back from the break.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
All right, we're back with the Paul McCormick Show, and just before the break, we were talking about a few of the hot topics in the news today and all this week is inflation. Is inflation real, or is it a bunch of media hype? You tell me what you think. I told you what I think is, I think it's right around the corner. I think massive inflation is on our way, and I think there's something you should be doing about it to prepare. And if you don't, you'll be sorry. And I'll share a little bit later in the show what that is. But I want to hear from you. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Call me and tell me what you think about is inflation. Is it real? Is the scare warranted? Or is it a bunch of hype from the media? You tell me what you think. Call in 1-800-930-2819. The other thing I shared with you about is unemployment. I suggested the government should get out of the business of providing unemployment. Why? Because it causes people to be lazy, to sit on their butts on their couch and not get out and get work. And I know that from personal experience dealing with people who are trying to interview for my businesses. I can't even hire people because they're on unemployment. And I have a good friend whose unemployment is running out. And what do you know? Now he's going out and he's getting a job. And he's getting a really good job. I'm happy for him. So in a way, I am so glad his unemployment is ending. His unemployment benefits are ending, kicking him in the butt to get out and get a job. Tell me what you think. Is unemployment good for our country? Is the unemployment benefits that the government pays, is it good for our country, or is it a bad deal? Call in, tell me what you think, 1-800-930-2819. Just before we went into the break, I shared with you that if you're not getting paid what you want, it's because you're not providing enough value to the world. It's your own fault. There's something you can do about it. Tell me what you think about that. Is it your own fault? Or is it your boss? Or is it somebody else? Or is it the fact that you didn't have a proper education? I'm suggesting that you can control your own destiny. I'm suggesting that you can control the amount of money that you make. You can control the position you are in, your career, and you can control the type of career, the type of services or products that you want to bring to the world. I'm going to tell you what I mean. We're going to be talking about that during this session. And I talk about this in my book, national, international bestseller, titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. You can get that book in bookstores nationwide, anywhere. Every bookstore carries it. Again, that's Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. And we're going to be talking right now about those 7 steps. What are the 7 steps to becoming a millionaire? I wrote this book because I believe that everyone has within them a millionaire. Everyone has within them the ability to make $1 million and to become a millionaire. But it's up to you. And what I discovered is that there is a process to becoming a millionaire. And how did I learn this? I learned this when I was in my 20s and I was in my got my first job, and I got the opportunity to work alongside some really wealthy people, some multimillionaires and entrepreneurs. And I discovered that they understood some secrets about how they go about living their life. They think about money differently than the rest of most people. And they think about their life differently and what they can contribute to the world. They think of it in a different way. And because they think of it in that way, they create wealth. They create wealth not only for themselves, but they create wealth for the people around them. And that's why I wrote this book, is I discovered what the millionaires know. I discovered what the wealthiest people understand about how to create wealth. And that's why I wrote this book. You might want to pick it up, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. And we're going to be talking today about one of those steps. We're sure not going to cover all 7 steps today, but we're going to be covering one step Which is actually my step number 6 in the book, and it's about exchanging value. In other words, if you want to make money, nobody's going to make money unless you bring something of value in exchange for that money. So if you want to make money, you have to bring either a service or a product to the world. And you think about all the things that you buy. You buy computers, you buy TV, you buy food, you buy all these other products. You see, somebody's making those products, somebody's delivering those products, and somebody's selling those products to you, and you're receiving value for it. And in exchange, you pay them. Right now, we have a call. I want to take the call, and we're going to come back to this topic. But caller, we have a call on the line. What's your question, and who? And state your name.
Hi, my name's Jay, and I'm just calling to tell you that I'm all for what you're saying about the people collecting.
I'm not hearing. Okay, there we go. I hear you now.
Okay, people are collecting unemployment. They're abusing the system for the ones that actually need the money, and the system's getting set up exactly what you're saying. It's all a big setup now, and the governments keep feeding people that don't want to work for a living.
All right. So you believe that the system's being abused. So when I say the government should get out of the business entirely, do you agree with that statement or not?
Yes, I do. I think even the Social Security business, the privatization of Social Security, I'm totally for it. And I think if they invested the money correctly, they could probably turn a profit, and the system would probably hold up for itself.
Well, I agree with that. What about all the people, what about all your friends? I bet you know people around you who are on unemployment right now. What would you say to all them if the system goes away? Isn't that a hardship?
Well, there are people out there that, you know, they've worked their whole life and they're entitled to getting paid. I mean, I agree with that 100%, but there are also people that know how to work the system. And there's a lot of that going on when it comes to unemployment and welfare, and you know, everybody knows what's going on.
Don't you sort of think, I mean, that it's so easy to abuse the system though? Because I mean, I was thinking about this, is if it was me, if I was unemployed and I had the opportunity to collect unemployment benefit, I feel like I would want to do it. And you know why I feel like I would want to do it? Because I would feel like it's a right. I would feel like it's an obligation because, hey, if I worked for 20 years and paid into the system, then when I finally lost my job, I want that system to pay me back because I feel like I've kind of put in my dues. Don't you think that we feel that way?
Yes, I think that's the whole, you know, that's the working man's feeling. But there's the amount of people out there that they jump from one system to another. That's the problem that we're having, you know. They jump from one thing to another. They keep getting fed, and they're not putting anything back into the system.
Well, I think the whole problem is this attitude of entitlement, because just like what I just explained, you know, when I pay into the system, I all of a sudden feel entitled to that benefit, and I feel like I would almost feel like I'm not really motivated to go get another job because I'm entitled to this benefit. I paid in. Now it's time for them to pay back. So I understand why people feel they're entitled because we've set the system up that way. Do you know people? You mentioned that you feel there's a lot of people abusing the system. Is that based on your own experiences or is that just what your gut feel is? I mean, do you know?
Between reading and things like that, you know, and keeping an eye on, you know, watching the news, and it's in this government that we have right now, they push that entitlement. They think that everybody should have everything, you know, the chosen few pay for the many. You know, that's what this government feels. That's what I feel. That's what this government stands for.
This whole system of entitlement, though, it's fault. I mean, like, I don't think anybody's entitled to anything. Do you know how much the average person pays into unemployment a year?
No, not offhand.
Yes.
No.
Give me a guess. Any guess? Hundreds, thousands, what, 10,000? What do you think?
God, it's based on percentage of working.
Yeah, right. Let's say for the average.
I have no idea. I really couldn't guess on that.
Okay. I'll tell you what it is. the maximum that anybody can pay into the unemployment benefit per year is $56.
Wow.
Does that
get back that? And if you have a decent paying job, you're getting that back eight, 10 times over your first week.
That's right. Your first day practically. So that's why this entitlement thing is stupid, because basically the rate that you pay in, you're right, it is a percentage. It's 0.8% of your pay up to the first $7,000 that you make per year. You're only taxed on the first $7,000. So you pay 0.8% of the first $7,000 you make. So that only comes to $56 a year. So all these people are paying only $56 a year. That's their total maximum contribution allowed by federal law that we pay into the unemployment benefit. But then after a few years and all of a sudden we get laid off, we feel like we're entitled to 6 months or a year of full-time pay. You see how ridiculous that is. I mean, so people might have paid, after 10 years of work, they've paid into the system $500, and all of a sudden they expect a $2,500 paycheck for the next 6 months or 2 years.
Right. That's horrible. That's horrible.
It is.
Nobody believes in the honest day's work for an honest hour anymore. That's what everything comes down to.
That's right. Well, you know, if I was in Congress or if I was the president, I would be lobbying to get out of the business completely. I think it's none of the federal government's business to be in the unemployment business. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to get ready for a break here in a few minutes. You got any last comments? I guess not. Well, thanks for calling in, and I'll give out that number for anybody else who wants to call in. That's 1-800-930-2819. After we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about why you get paid, what you do, and if you don't like it, it's your own fault, what you can do about it right after the break.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
All right. Welcome back from the break. I'm Paul McCormick. And just before the break, we were talking about the topics of the hot headlines today. Inflation, is it real or is it just a bunch of media scare? You tell me what you think. I told you what I thought already. We also talked about unemployment benefits. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing for this country? We had a caller call in just before the break. He agreed with me that it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing for the government to be in the business of providing unemployment breaks. I want someone who call in who disagrees with me. Somebody must be out there. Give me a little bit of debate. I promise I'll be nice to you. There's positives and negatives to every side. So call in if you disagree with me. If you think unemployment benefits are a good thing for this country, call in. If you think inflation is not a real scare, you think it's just a bunch of media hype, call in. Tell me your opinions. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. In fact, if you call in right now, I will send you, absolutely free, an autographed copy of my international bestseller book that we're talking about today, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. It does contain the secrets that I discovered working alongside dozens and eventually hundreds of other millionaires. I discovered the way they think about money that's different than everybody else. I put it in a book, and I outline the 7 steps that you can take to become a millionaire. I'll give you this book absolutely free if you call in right now. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And, of course, you'll have to give your mailing address to Chris. You can give him that information before you actually get live on the air, but be sure you give him your mailing address, and I will get this copy of the book to you. Again, that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want a copy of my book, best-selling international book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. Absolutely free if you call in. That's 930-2819, 930-2819. Now, just before the break, I told you that we were going to be talking about one of the steps that I call the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. Step number 6 in that sequence is a process that you absolutely have to take in order to make money. And that is that you have to bring value to the world. You have to bring value in exchange for money. So you have to have a skill. You have to have a product or a service that you can bring to the world in order to get paid. And if you think about that, that's very simple. Everybody has to provide a skill to your employer in order to get paid. Hey, we have a call. Okay, we have somebody who wrote in, agrees with me too, but doesn't want to go on the line. Okay, great. Thank you, Iba, for calling in. Thanks for agreeing with me about the unemployment. I would absolutely love someone to get online and tell me what you think live. So thanks, Iba, for either texting in or calling in. I invite callers to call in and actually jump on the line with me. Tell me what you think. It's 1-800-930-2819, and I'll give you a free copy of my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. We're talking about how to increase your wealth. I said that in order to make money, you have to exchange value. So what if you don't feel you're getting paid what you're worth? That's really what I want to talk about. Call in and tell me if you're in that position. Do you feel you're not getting paid what you're worth? Because I'll say it's absolutely your fault. It's absolutely up to you. It's totally in your control. And I talk about it in my book, how to change it. If you're not making the money you want to make, how do you go about changing that? If you're making minimum wage and you want to make $50,000 a year, how do you go about making that change? That's what I talk about in my book. And you do it by working on the 7-step formula. And specifically today, we're talking about how do you set the value of what you're worth? And you do it by changing and setting the value that you can bring to the world. Let me give you some examples that'll make this real clear. The value that you bring to the world might be because you know how to do sales. Maybe you're a salesperson and you know how to sell just about anything. That's the value that you can bring to a company because you can sell their products. So you can get into sales. Maybe you're a mechanic and you know how to work on cars. So that's a skill that's marketable. And you can work at an auto mechanic shop where they work on cars. And you're providing a certain level of value to the world. And people will pay you for that because you have a skill. Somebody else might have went to medical school and became a doctor and to become a heart surgeon. You see, that's a certain skill. In fact, it's a high-level skill. And it has a value because when you have a heart attack and you need open-heart surgery, you will pay a heart surgeon a bunch of money to save your life, you see. So he has a value or she has a value to bring that surgery to the world, to bring that skill to the world. So everybody has a value. You see, everybody has a value, and it's equal to the pay that you get in exchange for that value. So what if you don't get paid what you think you're worth? Well, I'll say it's because your value isn't enough. If you want to get paid more, you've got to increase the value of what you're bringing to the world. Now, how do you do that? How do you increase the value of what you have? There's two ways to do that. You can either do it through increasing the level of skill that you have. For example, if you're a laborer and you don't have any particular skills to sell except for your manual labor, you can increase your value and get paid more if you develop a skill. You can go into bookkeeping or accounting or become a mechanic or become a welder. Any one of those things are a specialized skill that will bring more value to the world than simple labor, and therefore it'll pay more. And you can develop a skill to a much higher level if you want to get the education maybe or experience to become a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. Because, of course, then you have a skill set that is worth a lot more because you're bringing more value to people. I mean, think about it. If you're going to pay a mechanic to fix your car, that's worth a certain amount of money to you. But if you're having a heart attack and you're about to die, wouldn't you pay a whole lot more to a surgeon to save your life than to fix your car? Of course you would. You see, there's different values for different skills. The value of a heart surgeon is 10 times more, 100 times more, maybe 1,000 times more valuable than the skill of an auto mechanic. Now, I love that there are people who can work on my car. I love that people are skilled in auto mechanics, and I'm willing to pay them for that. But the point is, I'm willing to pay a heart surgeon 1,000 times more to save my life than to save my car. Tell me what you think about this. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Do you agree with me that your financial situation is exactly what you deserve? You're not getting paid any more or any less than exactly what you're worth. You get paid what you're worth based on the skill that you have, based on the value that you bring to the world. And if you don't like it, it's up to you to do something about it. Another example that will share this experience a little better would be, when I was in college, I worked my way through college, put myself through school, and one of the jobs I was working at Kmart Corporation 1 year during the summers. And think about it, Kmart. There's sales associates and there's cashiers, and those people who are working as sales associates and cashiers, they bring a certain skill. They know how to help people, and they know how to do your cashiers and check you out at the counter. So that's worth something. But the value they bring is only equal to the value that they themselves can provide. Now, think about the supervisors. The supervisors supervise five cashiers. So the value that that supervisor brings is five times more than what they could provide themselves. You see, so they get paid more. Why? Because they're providing five times more value. So they could get paid a lot more money. And then the store managers might be over five supervisors who are each over five different people. So a store manager might be over 25 people. So do you understand why they get paid substantially more than the supervisors and the sales associates? Because they are bringing value that's equal to 25 people. So another way to increase your value, to get paid more money, is to become responsible for a lot more people than you are right now. If you're working at a store and doing cashiering or doing a sales associate, your value is only equal to what you as one individual can bring to that store. But if you're the store manager, the value that you are bringing to that store is equal to what 25 people working under you can bring to that store. So your value might be 25 times more. I mean, and you'd be surprised at how much owners of companies can make. Now, granted, they take a lot of risk too. But people who own companies and own businesses easily make 5 times, 10 times, 20 times what the people working under them are making. And it's phenomenal. I mean, you might make minimum wage, but your boss might make $1 million a year. If he's the owner and taking a lot of responsibility, and he either or she has an amazing large skill set, or they're using leverage by supervising and being responsible for a large group of people under them. That, my friend, is how you change your value. If you want to become worth millions of dollars a year, develop a product or a service and work to build a business with people under you where you are now responsible for large groups of products or large groups of services and people working under you. That's how you increase your value. Call in. Tell me what you think about this. 1-800-930-2819. I'll give you my free book just for calling in. I'll, in fact, personally sign it and autograph it. The book is Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, The 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. Tell me what you think. Do you get paid what you're worth? Is the world fair? I'd love to hear your comments. Call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll talk as soon as we come back from the break.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Paul McCormick Show. And just before the break, we were talking about how to increase your value. If you don't get paid what you want to get paid, how do you change all that? And I shared with you the formula for becoming a millionaire from my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. You can either call in right now, get a free copy just for saying hi to me on the air. Tell me what you think about what we've been talking about. That call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Or go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. That's formulaformillionaires.com. Or another one of my websites is theauthenticmillionaire.com, theauthenticmillionaire.com. Check out my books. Check out my CDs. But what I want to give you right now is if you go to my website, I have three free reports that I'll give you right now, absolutely free, that tell you the secrets that I learned from working alongside dozens of millionaires. The secrets that I learned that you'll never find anywhere else. I put together three free reports. You can get those at formulaformillionaires.com. Sign up and get those three free reports. You'll be shocked at what you find because those reports contain the secrets of how millionaires think and how it's different than how everyone else thinks. It's the shocking things you'll discover of how to create wealth. The things they do to create wealth that you'd never believe create wealth. And those reports also tell you the things that we do every single day that keep us poor. The behaviors, the thought processes that we have, what are the things that we do that we don't even know we're doing that keep us in the poverty that we feel we're in sometimes? Go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, and sign up to get those absolutely free three reports that'll tell you how to put yourself on the track to becoming a millionaire. So we were talking about creating value, changing the changing your. We have a caller. Let's take the call.
I was calling the station. Is someone of the station there?
Okay. Well, you're on the air right now. This is Paul McCormick on the Paul McCormick Show. Were you calling?
Then I'm interfering with your program. I'm very sorry. I didn't know that you would be picking up the call.
Oh, okay. Well, you can call back, and they'll take you off the air. Thanks. So, all right. Well, I'd love to have somebody else call in who actually wants to be on the air. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And let's find out if there's anybody else wants to call in and actually speak. You know, I just have been giving an awful lot of thought the last 6 months about, you know, where our country's headed and making my own opinions about, you know, the inflation that we talked about earlier. I believe inflation is coming. I believe unemployment is here to stay for a while. The recession is not going to go away anytime soon. And why is that? You know, I've reflected an awful lot on where our country came from, how we developed as a country, how we've changed as a country, and where it appears that we're now going as a country. And I've really gone through a change in my own mind about why that is. And I wonder if it isn't because we're moving away from having a trust in God, something bigger than us, something beyond human nature, a belief in a power bigger than all of us. Call it God, whatever your religious belief, I don't really care what it is, but having a faith in some higher power, our country has moved away from that philosophy to putting faith in government. So when you lose your job, instead of turning to God and saying, give me some guidance, help me understand where to go, and then pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, we now turn toward the government and say, help me out. We have a caller who wants to go on the air. Let's take the call. Hello, you're on the air.
So my question is, hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, fabulous. Thanks for calling in.
Like your show, my question is this. You asked a question about unemployment versus stock options earlier in the show. Isn't there room for people to both honor the journey of someone that is taking the unemployment route and those people that may be taking the stock and financial route. Where does the model work with a series that talks about the issues that are going on in this country right now around people that really do not have a path other than what unemployment is paying them? The reason I'm asking this is because there are a lot of rumors right now that they're not going to extend unemployment. Some people say it has to do with the change in the Congress.
Well, I think there's always two sides to the picture, and there's always positives and negatives. And so thanks for calling in and sharing the other side of the fence. Not everybody abuses the system, and so for a certain number of people, it stops the gap of, you know, providing the money to pay the bills when you don't have it and while you're out looking for another job. So sure, unemployment covers that gap. You know, but I think there's so many people that abuse the system, though, that it bankrupts the system. And, you know, so let me ask you a question. Answer the main question that I offered earlier is the unemployment benefit, is that a good thing for a country or is it a bad thing? So do you have an opinion on that?
Of course I have an opinion. I think that unemployment is, in this country in particular, it's actually a birthright. And the reason that I believe it's our birthright is because, first of all, you know, this country was built upon people rolling up their sleeves and doing hard work. And when you get in a tough bind, and right now it's not just the average everyday person in a tough bind, you know, it's the guy that's 55 years old that finds himself without a job and hard place to find a new job. You know, it's the woman that, you know, thought she was going to retire from a company that's sitting there right now and thinking, what am I going to do? So I think we have a couple of different issues. I think we have the first issue that says, well, maybe there are some people abusing unemployment. And then we have the other issue, which is really around people that are put in categories that are almost called non-employable again, and then not really giving them a fair chance to pick up their lives and pull it together. So there's this general idea that unemployment is being abused, but honestly, there aren't any statistics to support it.
No, I just make my opinions based on the my own experiences with people that I know, people I've tried to hire that won't take the job because they want to keep collecting unemployment. So that's why I love your call. I love your perspective.
There are people that won't pick strawberries.
Right. Oh yeah, no, but there's but we're talking about offering people jobs to make as much money as they made before they went on unemployment or more, and they won't take it because they'd rather take a 75% full-time pay for doing nothing rather than take 100% pay to do a good job. And I gave examples last week about people I know that are, you know, $65,000-$70,000 a year. Happy to stay on unemployment and make $50,000 or $55,000 a year to sit at home on the couch, and won't go back to take a job for $70,000 a year when it's offered to them. Those are the examples that I find in my own personal life from people I know or people I've tried to work with. So maybe there's not statistics, but I do see that sort of thing, and I just wonder how prevalent it is. But anyway, so I appreciate your perspective. So thanks for calling.
Well, let me ask you a different question. What if they don't extend unemployment? What if these folks really can't find a job? From a financial point of view, what are the consequences on the economic system? So what if people really do need unemployment? And if the unemployment benefits stop, what if we then create a second cyclical range of mortgages not being able to pay? So I think you're right. I mean, I'm just giving you the flip side, kind of like he said, she said.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. The flip side is there'll be a temporary downturn because people won't be able to pay their bills. They won't be able, they'll lose their homes. There'll be a temporary increase in what we call the crisis of the recession. But that's a short-term deal. Long-term, I'll actually be able to hire these people who won't take my jobs, and we'll get them back employed. Long term, more people will do the other thing I was talking about just a moment ago and increase their skills and get more motivated to actually change what they offer. People can't get jobs because sometimes they're not skilled enough. People don't get jobs because maybe they don't know how to bring enough value. So short term,
I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to keep you. I want to tell you that you got a great show.
Well, thanks.
So
thanks for calling in.
Keep asking
thanks.
The questions. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep making all of us think and be on our toes. And
well,
I don't want to hold up the phone anymore. I think we got some more people trying to get in here.
Well, thanks for calling in and sharing a completely different perspective. You too. Thank you so much. All right, if we got any other callers, put them through. I'm not sure if we do or not, but love that perspective. Love to have a caller call in like that caller who just did that shared the other side of the coin and said, hey, we think it's a birthright. Hey, okay, we got another quickie phone call. Let's take it. We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, hi, it's Tom. I'm over here in Mystic.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
You know, I just think extending unemployment benefits, you have 4 or 5% of the people out there that don't want to work no matter what. You can hit them over the head with a stick. But if you extend unemployment benefits as the current administration did, you know, you're gonna have these 4 or 5 people just lag on for up to, I think it's almost 3 years people can be unemployed. And I think that's half of the problem.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing your perspective, and I'm sorry we're just about out of time here, but thanks for sharing your perspective on the problem. Again, it's a hot topic. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your perspective. I agree with you. I agree that the answer is not in looking toward the government. Just before we started taking these calls, I said, you know, we used to look toward ourselves and look toward our faith. And we used to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, go out and develop a skill, develop a product, develop a service, and we would build business and create jobs and provide value to the world. That's what's going to change our economy. It's not going to be the government. Sorry to say, I just don't think our government is going to save us. I think we're going to have to save ourselves. And
I agree, definitely.
I appreciate your call in today. Be sure you leave your address with the with my assistant here today, Chris, who can talk to you after you get off the air. Leave your address. I'll send you a copy of my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. You can also go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. Check out the free reports because we've only got about a minute or two left here. So be back next week.
Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, for more insight on how to learn the secrets of why and how integrating the spiritual and the material works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected situations in your life, thereby creating the success you desire. Visit www.theauthenticmillionaire.com for more information and tools for your success.